This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bops, bangers, ballads, and throwbacks. It's Music Fridays on Joy Drive.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum. How are you?
How are you, Rod? Happy Friday.
Is it Happy Friday?
Or is it October?
I know. Or is it Happy Taylor Swift Friday?
Well, it's been a very busy day. If you're a Taylor Swift fan, stay tuned because I've got a bit of Taylor stuff happening. But before Taylor, okay. Let's go through some new tracks this week. The first one is Louis Tomlinson, formerly from One Direction. We love Louis. He's released his new album. Now, he's got a new album coming out in January. It's called How Did I Get Here, released on the 23rd of January. And this is the first single from it. This is brand new for Louis Tomlinson. This is Lemonade.
If we were lemonade, would we be sweet or bitter?
In between, Ron.
In between, that's right. No sugar added.
Yeah, no sugar added. But that's brand new for Louis Tomlinson, called Lemonade. Now, Mariah Carey, we weren't here last week because of the football. Mm-hmm. But last week, Mariah released her 16th studio album called Here For It All. And during the week, she did a first live performance of one of the tracks from the album. This is a new single from Mariah. She did this on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. This is with Anderson .Paak, and it's called Play This Song. And I know you miss me, babe. Don't pretend.
Oh, I want to hear the rest of it.
Good.
Might have to play it next week.
That is brand new from Mariah Carey and Anderson .Paak. It's called Play the Song from her new album, which is in store online now. Jason Derulo is back with another new single. He's had 15 top 10 singles in Australia.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's pretty massive, and he's a big star on TikTok now, but he's done a new single. This is Who Hurt You. Who hurt you?
I like the song. Is that a chipmunk in the background?
I don't know, but it's very TikTok-y.
It is very TikTok-y, isn't it?
It's for the kid. It's very TikTok-y. It's like 2 minutes 20 it is. It's quite short, so that's brand new for Mr. Jason Derulo.
Is TikTok making songs shorter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy. Yeah, if you buy any albums, most tracks are less than 3 minutes.
Oh, wow.
2.5.
Okay, well,
this one is beautiful. Now, I'm a huge fan of Kiwi singer-songwriter Bec Runga. Of course, she had a huge hit back in the late 90s called Sway, Drive. She was in at Joy, actually, with me for a bit of a chat back in 2011 when she released her last album, Belle. And she sang in the studio. And our then, a bit of a story for you, our then general manager, Conrad, was a massive fan of Bec, and he came in and watched Bec perform in the studio.
Oh, wow. Did you? Can we access that on your channel at all?
I don't think so. No, I'm not sure.
Great to see.
Old footage. But this is brand new for Bec Runga. Now, she said of the track, I wanted to offer comfort in a time where everyone needs it. The world feels so different now, and familiarity provides care and love.
Aww.
He's got a new album coming out next year called Red Sunset. This is the first single from Bec Ronger in a long time. This is It's Like Summertime.
Nice and comforting. I felt my anxiety go down.
Isn't that beautiful?
Very calming.
Beautiful song. But yeah, brand new for Bec Ronger. All right, Swifties.
Okay.
Taylor Swift, of course, if you're living under a rock, she released her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, today at 2 p.m. dropped. And was under embargo until then, so all the stores couldn't sell it until then. But I've picked three songs to sort of highlight. The album is, I'm not a big Swiftie fan, but even I enjoy this album. Mm. She's worked with Max Martin and Shellback, so all the tracks were co-written with them and Taylor, and also produced by the three of them. So it's a very collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I've chosen, now when I first saw the track listing, I saw one of the tracks was called Father Figure.
Like and George
I thought,
Michael.
Oh God, she's not going to cover the George Michael classic. It's not a cover of George Michael, but it's a completely new song. The only line that she uses from George's Father Figure is, I'll be your father figure. Otherwise, it's a new, I guess, song. One of my favorite lines from the song is, I can make deals with the devil because my dick's bigger.
Oh.
So this is from Taylor's new album, The Life of a Showgirl. This is Father Figure.
You didn't put that line in.
No, they can listen to it.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Bit of a tease.
Okay.
This next track is the title track from the album, The Life of a Showgirl. This is the closing track on the album, a duet with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, love Sabrina.
This is a bit of a country pop vibe. It's a really fun track, and they sound really good together. This is Sabrina with Taylor.
So I say, thank you for the love.
That's definitely a hit, no question.
Mm, yeah. Over on my YouTube channel this week, I found some really good gems, actually. A throwback interview with Cher from the late 90s and Tina Arena. And an interesting interview, Hugh Jackman interviewing Jason Donovan.
Oh, we played Jason Donovan at 4 o'clock today.
I heard it.
Nothing can divide us.
Yes.
How good's that?
Yeah, great. So that's on my YouTube channel, Sound Museum AU. I'm also on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. I'm going to leave you with the new single from Taylor Swift. This is from the album. It's called The Fate of Ophelia. And this is the first track on the album and the first single from the album. I'm getting Lana Del Rey vibes with this one, a bit like her track Video Games. I love this track. It's a great first single. Yeah, this is Taylor's new single.
Fantastic. Thank you, Leo Stubbing. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.